You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 12th of October. The NBA season has come to a close, and the Lakers are the champions. I know it sucks. We'll look at our team of the day, the Houston Rockets and all their salary cap problems, and our player of the day, our free agent, the recently arrested Malik Beasley. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving me insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. Today's show brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar with a new deal for you, 20% off with the promo code Locked On of the fabulously tasting energy bar and protein bar, Built Bar. All right, so the Lakers have won the championship. LeBron has done it again. Let's take a moment because I think LeBron's awesomeness and career trajectory and lure have made us actually forget a little bit of what he's done in his career. If you look at LeBron, he goes to Cleveland as, you know, a high school kid. The year prior to LeBron getting there, they've won 22, 32, 30, 29, 17, and 35. They're the worst franchise in the Eastern Conference. They've come out of the Fratello era. They tried it with Terrell Brandon. It did Mark Price, Brad Doherty, Larry Nance, that whole great era. They make a terrible Sean Kemp deal. Andre Miller tries to hold them together. They're bad. John Lucas coaches them to an 8-34 record. They fire him, go to Keith Smart. It's worse at 9-30. Like, they go to Paul Silas, Brendan Malone. Like, it's a disaster. And LeBron comes in, and suddenly they win 50 games, go to the conference finals, and he leaves. And they form the super team in Miami, and he wins his titles. And that has kind of created the narrative about LeBron that he forms these super teams and he wins these titles. The fact is, after Miami, he went to the two worst franchises in the NBA and within 2 years won titles for them. And it's both on the court and off the court that you have to understand what he's done. So let's start on the court. I mean, he won a title at 36 years old, won his fourth MVP. Like, it's amazing to watch him. And what I'm blown away about him is I always looked at him and the game changed and he changed with it. I always looked at him as though he was going to be Karl Malone late in his career, right? LeBron is the same size as Karl Malone, 6'9", 250. He's the same size as the mailman. So I always thought LeBron would be able to play late in his career because he would evolve, and he would evolve into a power forward power player. Well, the game didn't go there. So when the game didn't go there, he actually adjusted. And you know what he's become? Is Magic Johnson. Instead of becoming Karl Malone, he became Magic Johnson. How insane is that? That a player can actually do, instead of becoming one of the greatest power forwards of all time, he became one of the greatest point guards of all time. And that sums it up. The range of his game is unprecedented. And what he's done, so he leaves Miami and he goes to Cleveland. Cleveland had won 19, 21, 24, and 33 games in the 4 years before LeBron came there. They were the worst franchise in the NBA. So they go to four straight finals. And he leaves, they've won 19 games each of the last 2 years. This year, obviously, shortened season. They haven't won 20 games since he left. They would have this year, but still, for dramatic purposes. He goes to the Lakers. The Lakers have Magic and Kareem and Kobe and Jerry West and Oscar Robertson and all this great lore. Do you know what the truth on the Lakers is? They had the fewest wins in the NBA the 5 years before they signed him. The fewest wins in the NBA. They were the worst franchise in the NBA when LeBron got to LA. 27, 21, 17, 26, and 35 wins in the previous 5 years. They were awful. They had a bad year, and within 2 years, he's won the title. It's incredible. It reminds me of a game that the late Tom Nasalki and I used to play when we hosted Jazz Talk. We used to go through the NBA rosters and the teams and say, if Michael was on this team, do they win the title? And every single time, you'd end up with like 23, 24, 25 teams. LeBron just went to the two worst franchises in the NBA before he got there and won the title with them. Like, his number might be 30. Put LeBron on a franchise. Does every single one of them win the title within 2 years? Well, maybe. And part of this is where LeBron has cracked the code to the NBA. The inner city kid out of Akron did some really interesting business things when he came out. And you might recall one of the truly most racist comments that's ever been made by Phil Jackson as he now sits in Montana as high and mighty. He made the single most offensive religious comment ever when he referred during the NBA Finals and when he referred to LeBron's posse. It was a purely racist comment about an African-American who happened to come out of the ghetto and bring three of his guys with him. No differently than every college graduate does when they move on to the business world and bring their people with them. LeBron did the same thing. In 2003, he took Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, and Randy Mims, three guys with him. And Rich Paul grew up on the east side of Cleveland, tough part town. After he graduated from high school, Paul was buying throwback jerseys from Atlanta and selling them out of his trunk in Cleveland. He and LeBron actually met in an airport, the story goes. Rich Paul was wearing a Warren Moon throwback. The two exchanged contacts. And after the 2003 draft, LeBron went and added Rich Paul to his inner circle. What did he do by making him part of his inner circle? He had him start part of his deal with CAA, Creative Artist Agencies, and Leon Rose, is if you were going to sign me and have me as a client, you have to hire Rich Paul and train him in the industry. It is the same thing LeBron did with Maverick Carter. Maverick Carter, who went to high school with LeBron at St. Vincent St. Mary's, came out of St. Vincent, went to Western Michigan, went to college at the University of Akron. And then when LeBron signed with Nike, he told Nike they had to sign Maverick Carter to become part of their business plan. Maverick Carter learned under Nike, and then in 2006 became LeBron's business manager and eventually left Nike to build LeBron's whole business entity, which is now part of Spring Hill Entertainment, which is part of Warner Brothers. Like, this is where LeBron's brilliance is really incredible. So LeBron takes Rich Paul and makes him get a job with Leon Rose and takes Maverick Carter and has him have a job with Nike. And now Maverick Carter's leading the marketing aspect of LeBron's empire. And Rich Paul has since left CAA in 2012 and started his own agency called Clutch Sports. And you know what? There were six Clutch Sports players on the LA Lakers. Is it cracking the system? Is it breaking the system? Or is it simply being three dribbles ahead of everybody else and being smarter than everyone else and absolutely changing the game? That's where I go. He's just done it better than anyone in the history of the game, with more talent, with more versatility, both on and off the floor. and his lasting impact will be endless. Between the agency, between the entertainment things, between the marketing aspects, not to mention that LeBron is probably going to turn out to be the most politically active, maybe other than Jim Brown, and the most philanthropic athlete we've ever seen. It's remarkable. The other thing that LeBron's done is created a myth in the NBA, that's not true. I'll touch on that. We'll look at the Rockets and we'll look at Malik Beasley as we continue. Today's show is brought to you in part by Built Bar, the most delicious, healthiest protein bar that's out there for you. Built Bar, and special thanks to Built Bar for their great work last week on the breast cancer awareness and the fabulous work they put in on that. There are some strawberry bars left, but not many. So make sure you jump on that and grab any of those. Here's the deal right now with Built Bar. By the way, I was listening and to a bunch of Locked On shows yesterday, and the new carrot cake flavor is getting rave reviews from people. And actually, one of the guys says, I don't even like carrot cake, but I like the Built Bar carrot cake. Built carrot cake's getting rave reviews. The coconut almond, everyone says, tastes like apple, Almond Joy. I don't know. I'm allergic to nuts, so I haven't done those two. I like the mint brownie. I like the orange. I like the coconut. The bars are 100% covered, 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. They're amazingly healthy. Here's the deal for you right now. 20% off on your next order. Plus, for a limited time, get the free cooler with the purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at Built Bar. Today's show also brought to you by Murdoch Chevy. 90 years, Murdoch's and Utah have been together, and the Chevy lineup, all a part of Americana and Utah, there for you. Right now, $1,000 accessory allowance on all the new trucks that are out there, the 2020, 2021 Silverado 1500s, the Silverado HD, most Colorado pickups, and the new lineup of cars got some new looks going on at Chevy. They've got the Blazer, which I've been telling you about. Now they've launched the all-new Trailblazers, which is a little cheaper. Comes in, or less expensive, shall I say. Starts at $19,000. The Blazer starts at $28,800. The Traverse is a really underrated, nice, bigger SUV. And then there's the great Tahoe and the Suburbans. And they're all new and a little different, and they're looking sporty. So make sure you check it all out at Murdoch Chevy, located in Woods Cross and in Logan. And if you're going to stop by, would you please give me an email first at dlock09@gmail.com so we can take care of you and make sure you get the great experience you deserve at Murdoch Chevy, whether it's the Silverado or the Colorado. And have you seen the 2021 Silverado 2500 HD? That is a monster out there. Go check it out. Murdoch Chevy, located in Woods Cross and in Logan. Email me first at dlock09@gmail.com. I want to take a second. This is your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. And thank you for subscribing on iTunes or following on Spotify. Jazz Win It All left a 5-star review on iTunes. Wanted to say thank you very much. He also had left a whole breakdown of sign trades and what you should do with the lineup. Get rid of Niang. Get Derek Favors. Perfect backup center. Re-sign Juwan Morgan and Mia One. Could you imagine if we had another shooting big to go with Bojan Bogdanović like Otto Porter Jr., Blake Griffin, or Kevin Love? I love it. Broke it all down. Those are big trades, says Jazz Win It All. Thanks very much for the 5-star review. Please subscribe on iTunes or follow the show on Spotify. So LeBron is the player empowerment super team era. Can we have a reality check on this for a second? Here's the truth. You know what works? Is LeBron. Clippers super team didn't work. Rockets super teams haven't worked. You know, the Warriors. No. The Warriors are not a super team. Kevin Durant copped out after getting beat and went to the greatest team the NBA has seen in decades that was revolutionizing the game and joined in one or two titles and then destroyed the franchise. That's the truth. So make sure we're totally honest about what Durant did. Durant checked out of trying to win it himself. Went to a team that had already won it and won 67 and 73 games in the previous 2 years. It was already like the greatest team in the history of the game, and they got less good, won fewer games, and won two titles, and then he destroyed them. not a super team. That was a super team before he got there. Draymond Green doesn't get a weird suspension. LeBron doesn't get that title. They've won two in a row. They win 4 or 5 in a row without Durant. That's not a building of a super team. He actually turned out to be too many cooks in the kitchen, and his petulant attitude ended up causing them major problems. But all the other super teams, that's not what happened. At all. So the whole super team era actually makes me think it's actually just LeBron. Right? Hey, you go put two or three great players together, you're going to win a lot of games. I'm not like disputing that. But the super team era that we're talking about is LeBron James. It's the greatest player the game has ever seen, puts his roster together, in this case with 6 clutch sports athletes, and wins a title. And in the meantime, LeBron refutes every kind of, oh, well, he's in the East. Okay, well, I guess that's gone. The guy's incredible. I can't recall if I already said this, in all honesty, because I did the show and the computer cracked and then shut down, and I actually have had to read. This is the second time I've done this. What amazes me the most about LeBron, and then we'll get into Houston Rockets and Malik Beasley, is I thought he would, at 6'9", 250 pounds, become Karl Malone in the second half of his career. I apologize if I already said this during the show. The game changed on him, and he became Magic Johnson instead. Think of the versatility of your game, where the natural inclination was to think that as he got older, he would become Karl Malone. But the game changed, so he became Magic Johnson. It's wild. Absolutely wild. Watching one of the great ones of all time, and unfortunately, he does it with the Lakers. All right, let's look at the disaster of a salary cap sheet for the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets for 2021 have an active cap of $131, $25 million of cap hold. They're $22 million over the cap, and they're touching the luxury tax. Here's what their contracts are. Russell Westbrook at $41 million. Oh, my God. Excuse me if that offended you. $41 million. They also, by the way, have 125. This is, like, important. They have 125 on the books for 2021, 22. 114 on the books for 22, 23. They're in this thing for 3 years now. So LeBron, Russell Westbrook is $44 million, 41, 44, and a player option for 47. Wow. Okay. James Harden is 41, 44, and a player option for 47. Eric Gordon is having a hard time staying healthy. 16.8, 18.2, 19.5, and 20.9. To me, those three players are simply untouchable if you're another team looking at this roster trying to figure out who you might want to get. Here's the craziest thing about this roster. The only power forward on the whole roster is PJ Tucker. There's not a center anywhere on this roster. Is there anyone that we would be interested in having? So Chris Clemens is a little shooter that has a qualifying offer I'm not totally sold on. Austin Rivers has a player option at 2.3. I don't think he takes that. I actually think Austin Rivers has established himself as a good enough player. He can get himself a contract in the league. Now, unless he thinks the market's so bad, but I even think he could get a 1 year, $3 or $4 million deal somewhere else. The crazy thing for them is when they start losing players, I don't know how they add players. I mean, they have the they have those things, but and they don't have a coach. Ben McLemore has become a decent player for them at 2.2, but McLemore, you got to be careful signing a Rocket, because McLemore is Macklemore is interesting in that when you what people are feel about the Rockets is they're the easiest team in the league to play for. You're just told to run out to the three-point line and shoot threes. We're probably one of the more difficult teams to play for. So grabbing a player off the Rockets for us has to be something that's we have to be a little cautious of, because it's such a different game. I'm not sure that the numbers translate. John Hollinger was saying on Hollinger and Duncan podcast that he believes that a player who plays for the Rockets shoots their optimum three-point shooting percentage, because that's all they're asked to do. It's an interesting thought. Robert Covington's a little interesting. So at 12.1 in 2020 and 12.9 in 2021, he's in some ways the key to everything the Rockets have, but in the other sense, like, that's their contract that they could move. And Robert Covington is thought of very highly, and when you watch him, he's pretty good. I do think sometimes he's a little bit of that player where you like the concept of him maybe a little bit more than the reality of what he is, in the sense that, you know, in Houston, he really only shot 32% from three. He has last two seasons before that were 37, 39. You know, he's kind of bounced from team to team. So, but he's a pretty interesting player. 6'7", 210, career 36% three-point shooter. We'd have to do a B-ball index breakdown on him. But that gets a little bit interesting to me. Is there a deal that Jazz could make that adds a Robert Covington? He feels like that's kind of the player the Jazz don't have. Like, if I were the Jazz, I think I'm sniffing around. Is there a Robert Covington deal at $11.3 million? Where you're willing to take those extra years and somehow it's all right for them. Now, I don't know how we do it, because we just don't have the contracts, right? So, you know, we're not. I don't think we're trading Boyan at 17. I guess we could do it on a sign and trade with Jordan Clarkson. Does Robert Covington fit us better than Jordan Clarkson? And that would give them a different look and an isolation player. Maybe, you know, I don't know why they would think Clarkson fits better. I'm just playing with ideas. Joe Ingles is about the same salary and about the length on the salary, so I'm not sure that does it. And Covington doesn't have the ball handling and point guard skills that Joe has that fits our system. And then you get to Ed Davis, who's 4.7, and someone could stretch it, and that's nice. But I don't think we have the capability of putting together enough other contracts with Ed Davis to get to Robert Covington numbers. You know, I'm just playing right now and trying to see. So Ed Davis, Tony Bradley, George Niang, and Nigel Williams-Goss for Robert Covington. Like, we would definitely do that. Probably have to give him a pick. And you suddenly have, you're taking on Covington's salary to the burden of Covington's $12 million and $12.9 in 2021. It's an interesting move. This is why we look at the rosters. PJ Tucker's at 7.9, becomes a free agent. Daniel House, a nice player, 3.7, 3.8. Covington is the player that if Houston can't trade Harden or Westbrook, they probably, for financial reasons, might consider moving. Can you put together a deal for him? It's interesting. Today's show is brought to you by Homie. They're revolutionizing the real estate market and helping you save thousands and thousands of dollars. In fact, Homie is saving sellers, on average, this is just mind-blowing, an average of $10,000. You can put it equity, you can use it for your landscaping, you can do it for all sorts of things. In 2019 alone, Homie helped thousands of buyers and sellers over $1 billion of real estate transactions. Homie is not some little startup. They've been around since 2015, and they are changing the way the real estate market works. With $50 million in savings coming from the fact that you don't pay a commission to Homie, you usually pay 3% to a traditional agent. So you build up your house, you make it great. You do all the great landscaping, you buy in the right area, you hit, you end up giving 3% to your agent for all the things you did well. Homie does a flat fee no matter how much your house sells for, because really, it's the same job. Plus, Homie works to get you $10,000 back when you're selling your home with Homie. So find out more about what Homie can do for you and how much money Homie can save you by texting 888-588. That's 88588 and text LOCK to 88588. We'll connect you with a Homie agent to find your dream home, tour homes, make offers, negotiate the best deal, and work to get you money back. You can also go to homie.com and request a tour. It's text LOCK, L-O-C-K-E, to 88588. An experienced local Homie agent will help you every step of the way. Today's show is also brought to you by Roman, because erectile dysfunction is something nobody wants to talk about. It gets to awkward, embarrassing talk, and you brush it off, and you blame yourself, and you don't want to talk about it. Certainly not going up to your buddies and saying, hey, you know what's going on? What did you do for this? It's not how it works. So that's what Roman is here for you. Roman is here to give you a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you for the best treatment plan. And if the medication is appropriate, Roman will ship you real medicine, free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. So go to Roman.com/lockedon to go to GetRoman.com/lockedon. That's GetRoman.com/lockedon to get $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/lockedon for up to $50 on your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/lockedon. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. Complete online visit today to connect you with a doctor and take care of it. The whole process, straightforward, simple, and discreet. Locked On NBA, Josh Lloyd gives you the local experts on the biggest stories. Make sure you check that out today. Josh also at Locked On Fantasy Basketball doing some really fun recaps of seasons and getting you prepared for the year. All right, let's look at free agent Malik Beasley as our player today. B-Ball Index says transition phenom is his silver badge and catch and shoot is bronze. His top talent areas are perimeter shooting, defensive rebound, finishing, and off-ball movement. We're going to compare him to 138 guards who played 500 minutes. Malik Beasley, 6'4", 187, played in Denver and Minnesota. His usage rate is right at league average, so he doesn't need a huge amount of time with the ball. He doesn't play with the ball very much. His touches are very low. This is a player who's a restricted free agent. You'd have to be believing the Florida State product is an untouched talent at 23.5, that at 23.5 years old has not broken through yet, and you're going to get him, and you're going to probably have to overpay a little bit because he's a restricted free agent and Minnesota traded for him. So that's, you know, if you're just kind of, so as you evaluate him, are you willing to kind of see something in him? Do you find something about him and unload stuff for him? Here's what's interesting. When you look at his contextual data from B-Ball Index, who just do amazing job, his lineup talent around him has been an F. Offense D-minus and defensive talent is an F. So he's been playing with bad spacing, bad playmaking lineups. I mean, it just looks like he's been playing with terrible players. His defensive role, versatility, and A-minus, his gameplay consistency and A-minus. So that's kind of nice. Is he a good shooter? B-plus grade for perimeter shooting. Pull-up three-point shooting gets a B-plus. Catch and shoot a B-minus. Above the break, B-plus. And corner three, a B. Hey, that's kind of interesting to me. Open rating. Not open. Gets a D. Average percentage of three-point attempts are open, a D-minus. All right, so wait a second. I've got a B-plus shooter who's pretty good off the bounce, which is becoming an even more important statistic than it's ever been before, who doesn't get a lot of open looks. All right. Gravity's decent. It's a little appealing. One-on-one isolation value gets a D, D minus. All right, so I don't have a good ISO player. Finishing, adjusted drives per 75 possessions, which is, you know, driving rate, he gets an F. We're a drive team. Is that because he didn't get opportunities or because he wasn't very good? Unassisted at the rim, so you create it yourself to get to the basket. He gets a D. Percentage of rim unassisted, D minus, okay? Driver, pass out, and assist rating, he gets an F. Ooh. Driver foul drawn rating, D+. Ooh. Adjusted field goal percentage at the rim, D. Overall finishing talent, C-. All right, so that's interesting. ISO game, not great. Not a passer. Doesn't draw a lot of fouls. Doesn't get to the rim. Right now, we just got to catch and shoot, guys, kind of what we got. Off-ball movement. They call it the movement attack rating. Percentage of half court, non-miscellaneous, put-back possessions, player drive, off-screen possessions, cuts. He gets an A-. Okay? Off-screens, he gets an A-. Cuts, he gets an A-. Let's go to playmaking. Assist per 75 possessions, an F. Potential assist, an F. Passing aggressiveness, B. Passing efficiency, D. Passing versatility, like the worst there is. So he really, playmaking talent, total F. Not a role player. Offensive rebounding, F. Defensive rebounding, C+. Contested offensive rebounding is actually pretty good, which shows he's pretty athletic. And defensive rebounding numbers, C+. Can he defend? Gets a B for overall turnover rate, C for passing lanes, C for steals, C for deflections, D for pickpock rating. Doesn't get hunted out in isolation at all, so teams think he's a good defender. His defensive assignments have been mostly shooting guards, some small forward, and he's been a little kind of a tier two defensive guy. He's not going up against the number one tier. He's below average in that, but he's above average guarding tier two or tier four guys. He's not dealing with primary creators a lot. So teams have had him, have not looked at him and said, hey, let's go put him on the best guys. In fact, he's been below league average in All-Stars or NBAs. So according to B-Ball Index, we have an average defensive player, hasn't had a big assignments there, catch and shoot, not a playmaker, not a passer, probably not someone you're unloading unless you see something as a scout that he can do that he hasn't done thus far. Probably not there. Do advanced metrics like him anymore? The player impact rating by Jacob Goldstein gives him an F, C minus offense, and an F defensively. Real plus minus gives him a B minus and a B offensively and a C minus defensively. Raptor gives him a D, D plus offensively, C minus offensively, and his box plus minus is a D with a C minus offensively and F defensively. The only one that gets interesting here is whether Minnesota likes him or not. Minnesota traded for him and Hernan Gomez. He is a B effective field goal percentage. He is a B plus points per possession guy. He's very, very good in transition. He's an elite level athlete. Transition points per, he's an A. His pick and roll ball handling is average. His spot up is a B minus. So he is athletic and get out and run. Maybe he's still untapped. If Minnesota decides they don't like him and don't offer him, then this changes the game a little bit. So I think Malik Beasley is worth keeping an eye on in the sense that we'll see what Minnesota does with him, right? Minnesota, he's a restricted free agent, and they've got to give him a qualifying offer. If for some reason they don't give him a qualifying offer and then he's just out on the market, then you got a 23, 24-year-old kid who still has some talent, elite athleticism, getting out in transition, and might be worth trying to go grab with 2-year, $8 million deal or something of that nature. We'll see. I wouldn't close the door now. His off-court things this year is not great. I'm kind of ignoring that. I don't know enough about it to comment, but we'll have to see what happens with that. That is Malik Beasley. We'll continue this all week long with looking at teams. So Robert Covington and Malik Beasley are the two guys we gave you a chance to chew on. Throughout the week, we'll have a team for you, and we'll have a free agent for you. So alphabetically is how we're doing teams. Tomorrow we look at the Pacers and we'll look at Jay Crowder. We'll look at the Clippers and Justin Holiday on Wednesday. We'll look at the Lakers and Aaron Baines on Thursday and the Memphis Grizzlies and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm going to try to watch some Josh Green of Arizona this week and maybe some Jaden McDaniel as well. It is Locked On Jazz. Thanks very much for tuning in. Have a great day. Thanks for being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network.